All right, so the first technique this month is the fear remover. The fear remover is all about getting over your fears or any phobias you might have and then literally removing them. Now, the reason I wanted to give you guys this technique is because when dark side hypnosis was first being developed, there was a lot of attention given to making yourself the absolute strongest you can be so that there is absolutely no part of your personality that is going to hold you back in life. And it became clear that a lot of people have phobias and fears about all kinds of different things. And there were people who had the kind of phobias that you might expect, like a fear of spiders or a fear of flying or a fear of drowning or a fear of dying, which are all understandable. So that's the main reason that I've included this section this month, and the following technique may be of real value to those of you who suffer from any fears or phobias. Alright, so this whole technique will feel completely comfortable, and you'll be fine doing it. And afterwards, you better notice that your phobias just aren't there anymore. And the fear remover works by completely eliminating any irrational, paralyzing fear that you might have. And then you're left with a normal balance and healthy reaction. So the fear remover is based on the fact that a person who has a fear or a phobia, for instance, a person with a fear of spiders, most likely had some kind of unpleasant experience involving spiders when they were younger. Now, as an adult, whenever they see a spider, they go into that state of panic and fear because the trigger of seeing a spider sends them back into that mental state and they reassociate with that early memory. So what's really happening is the person's protection mechanism is just overreacting to the situation, and the person's instinctive reactions are going completely overboard. So the way to fix this is to give your mind the message that you're better off without that overcompensating mechanism, and then these reactions will generally be happy to stay away and not come back. So the way the fear removal works is by making it very hard for the mind to reassociate with that old memory, by making you feel distant from it at that reactionary and unconscious level. Alright, so before we start with the fear remover, I need you to think of any fear or phobia that you might have right now. So it can be anything. It could be that you fear public speaking, which is a very common one, or it could be that you have a fear of intimacy, or it could be that you fear flying. It can be anything you want it to be. I just want you to think of a fear or a phobia that you have, and then I just want you to remind yourself that it's real by just imagining the phobia trigger for a second, and then noticing the bad feelings that come with it. So if, for instance, it's a fear of public speaking, then just imagine for a second that you have a meeting today where you have to give a presentation in front of a large group, and then just notice those feelings that you get. So that's the phobia trigger. And at this point, we're doing this just to remind yourself that these feelings are real. The reason I want you to do this is because in a few minutes, after you've done the exercise, you'll notice that those feelings have completely vanished, and you begin to wonder if you even had a phobia in the first place. Okay, so first off, just pause the CD right now and just imagine the phobia trigger. Then when you feel those bad feelings and you're sure the phobia is real, then you can hit play again. Okay, so press pause right now and imagine the phobia trigger. All right, welcome back. So by now, you should be sure that you have a legitimate fear or phobia and you're ready to begin the fear remover. Alright, so this is how the fear remover works. The first thing you're going to do is close your eyes and get comfortable, and then you're going to imagine that you're sat right at the back of a movie theater. Now, you can picture a real movie theater that you know, or you can just imagine one in your mind if you don't know one already. Then, in your head, you're going to imagine watching a movie of the incident that led to that phobic response that you have. And instead of the movie being projected normally on the screen, it's actually going to be very old and black and white, and you're going to be starring in it, playing yourself. And the movie, instead of it being projected on the whole screen, will actually only be projected in the middle of the screen in a very small rectangle. So you'll be able to see the entire movie, but it's all being played inside that small rectangle. And also the picture quality is a little bit fuzzy and washed out, as if it's a really old movie. And there's no sound, and instead there's a comical style music playing. So remember, you will be seeing yourself in the film. So this will be a new way to view this whole event. And the best way I can describe how you can see this event is in the style of an old Charlie Chaplin comedy movie, with that kind of old comedy style music, a kind of black and white grainy effect. Okay, now before we start playing the movie, we're going to do a similar exercise to the one that you've learned before in The Empire Man. And what I want you to do is think back to a situation, and this is really going to help you. So what I want you to do is think back to a time in your life where you felt really confident, and it could be any situation you want. So it could be in your job, or it could be when you're at home with your family, or if there's a particular sport that you're really good at. It can be absolutely anything. Just choose the one thing that makes you feel the most confident. Okay, so I'll give you a few seconds to think of something. Okay, now as you focus in on this feeling, and then you really feel that feeling, just let it flow into every part of your body. Let it grow as it doubles and triples inside you. And as you let it grow, you just feel more confident that you can do anything. And just really exaggerate that feeling right now and notice how it feels. When you exaggerate that feeling and you let your body remember this feeling, let your body be in that state when you watch the mental movie in your head in just a second. Now, when I say go in just a minute, you're going to watch the movie. But before you do, I just want you to notice that up above you is a little projection room. So if at any point during the movie you need to get more distance from the film, if you're not feeling good about it, then you can leave your body and just float up there where you can look down on yourself watching the movie from the back of the theater. Okay, now in a second, when I say go, I want you to pause the CD, close your eyes, put yourself back into that confident state that we've just identified, and then I want you to play the whole movie in your mind, seeing it in that small rectangle in the middle of the theater screen. The movie will be in black and white, and it will be kind of fuzzy, and there will be a Charlie Chaplin style of music playing. Then, when you get to the end of the movie, just freeze frame it, keep your eyes closed, and then press play on the CD again. Okay, so before I say go, just make sure you know where your pause and your play button is, so you'll be able to keep your eyes closed at all times. Alright, ready? So when I say go, hit the pause button. Okay, ready? Go. Alright, welcome back. Now keep your eyes closed and keep the movie frozen on the last frame. Now what I want you to do is float up from your seat and keep yourself feeling that confident state, and then just float into the picture on the screen and meet your younger self. Now what I want you to do is congratulate your younger self for being so brave, of having survived such an unpleasant experience. Now move into the body of your younger self and look out through their eyes. Now, even though you're right at the end of the movie, make that picture now all color as you look through the eyes of the younger you. Now, in a second, you're going to run the whole movie backwards really fast with you inside it viewing everything from the first-person perspective. The same Charlie Chaplin music will play backwards at top speed, and the whole movie playing backwards will be over fairly quickly. And when you get back to the start, you can open your eyes, and that will complete the process. Okay, ready? Okay, so get ready to close your eyes, and then we're going to play the entire movie in full color, really fast backwards, with you looking out of the eyes of your younger self. Ready? Go. Okay, good. Eyes open. Now, we just want to check that this has worked. Okay, so just take a second and think of the old phobic trigger again, and notice how different you feel. The old feeling is gone, right? Okay, but that's not the end. We're not finished yet. The final step to your new helpful response in reality is to search out the old trigger and notice that you can be completely happy and okay in its presence. So, for example, if you had a phobia of spiders, then it's really important that right now you go and you hunt down a spider and you notice the difference in reaction that you're having. Now, this is a really important part of the fear remover, and I'll tell you why. You need your mind to get used to not being scared and to really root that new reaction in there so that it starts to feel normal and familiar. So whatever your phobia or your fear was, you need to find that trigger and just let yourself realize that it's not as bad as it used to be. And in fact, maybe it's not even there at all anymore. Okay, but one thing I will say is that if you've tried the exercise, you test it, and then you find you're still feeling that fear or that phobia, then you maybe didn't give yourself fully to the imagination tasks. Or maybe you just need someone different to walk you through the steps. So if you think that's the case, then just find a friend and ask them to help you through the steps by reading the PDF I'm giving you. I've seen the fear remover work for many people many times, and I'm sure it will work for you because phobias are actually surprisingly easy to lose. So if it didn't work for you the first time, then just try again and really make sure you follow the steps.